A bill changing the law governing cruise ship wastewater discharges passed Alaska's House yesterday. The measure continues to require the state's stringent standards for water released directly into the ocean, but it allows regulators to temporarily adjust the standards to a level that can be achieved by available technology. The legislation changes terms of the cruise ship initiative passed by voters in 2006. Its rules measure pollutants at the point of discharge. Cruise ships sought to allow mixing zones, which dilute discharges before they are measured. Bill author John Harris of LD's Republican says his legislation lets the Department of Environmental Conservation adjust to the realities of the business.
This puts in statute the ability of the department to allow a waiver for these cruise ships to dump in Alaska waters until it's economically feasible and technologically feasible for the ships to put this technology on board.
The bill also creates a panel of scientists to advise the state on new technological developments. Harris's measure passed the House on a 32-2 vote. It's already scheduled for a hearing Monday in the Senate Resources Committee. That's an indication that the bill is on a fast track for passage. Juneau Democrat Beth Kertula spoke against the measure on the House floor. She says it is too open-ended.
One of the things that I remain most concerned about is the fact that there is no final deadline. There's no sunset. There's no absolute requirement of having this finalized. And we have been known and trust in those kind of deadlines so that we can get our work done, that we can be done with it.
The latest version of the bill was a compromise that included backing from authors of the initiative that set up the standards. Further changes may be made in the Senate. Most cruise lines have been able to meet the new standards, though some have had problems with ammonia and dissolved metals. But stricter rules kick in next season. Industry officials say they will have a hard time meeting those standards that could result in route changes that could reduce the time and money spent in some ports. Some fishermen express concerns that the bill would weaken protection of their stocks. Haines Republican Representative Bill Thomas says he shared those worries, but decided to go with the compromise.
I'm fishing in those waters when these cruise ships are going to go by. And I had some language in there previously, and it was taken out that there won't be dumping when commercial fishing boats are in the area and visible. But I'm just hoping that they will consider that, because I fish probably in half the water that they go through when they're traveling throughout Southeast.
Many businesses dependent on cruise ships supported the measure. Ketchikan Republican Representative Kyle Johansson says the final version took into account tourism, subsistence fishing, and shellfish harvesters.
I appreciate the fact that the sponsor introduced this legislation, ran it through the committee process, received input from the regulators that make the decisions about this, and came to a delicate balance, something that we can live with, that balances the environment with the economy and moves us all forward for a positive solution for Alaska.
The bill attracted a dozen co-sponsors. 4 of 5 Southeast representatives voted for passage.